Good morning, everyone, and the wish that the intelligence resulting from study, reflection, and meditation of everyone will increase, resulting in the limitless benefit for sentient beings.
때네 여러 개 사이 차이 Kinere Allen Ge Tene Wain Pernete Yanjanga Sonjate Kapuchang.
That it was possible to meet again in this part of the European country, in Canary Islands, a remote, peaceful place.
Deva Chimpu Vene. Deva Chimpu Kathar. Deqing Gathar. Deqing Dong Mengbu Yere Lengana.
Deqing Gathar. The garden or park of peace and happiness, this is extremely fortunate.
Tene Wenki Nyangawa De, Tene Nanganyami, Nansende Nelokanyami Abuyamri.
So meeting again here in this peaceful remote place, then also our inner experiences will be very peaceful and happy.
Tene talan tambung gombo zodrobye sung gombo zodrobye kolo parpa hirabye parad simbe dodirambuti namje gunde sabai hirable se karjimbo kakechubre.
At this occasion, now, Rinpoche wants to present a few words from the protector Nagarjuna, who himself made a commentary on the meaning of Buddha's teaching in his second cycle of explanation.
Yeah,
all of the fundamental verses on the middle path. As has been said by Nagarjuna in those fundamental verses of the middle path, that there is no phenomenon or event whatsoever that does not arise through interdependence. And therefore, there is no phenomenon or event whatsoever that is not empty.
Yeah, in the gate. Okay, good. Tengen tengen mayin pe chunga yepa mayin no, sambutan da. Tengen mayin pe Chuchika Yomare, Korva Yang, Jujin Tender, Sopanamare, Nyande Yang, Jujin Tender, Sopanamare, Tisena, Tender Mayimbe, Chuchika Yomare, Tender Mayimbe, Chuchika Mabe Sena, Dene, Tony Mayimbe, Chuchika Yomare, Somare, Konde, Chutante, Tender Yimbe Sena, Konde ji chu tam te de ne lo rung yin ji tong ba nye re. Te se na, te ne tong ba tang ten jong yer me ba, tong ba tang ten jong song dun jo ba, tong ba tang ten jong ta de me ba re.
Since there is nothing whatsoever to be found which came into existence without interdependent relation. So if something arisen without interdependent relation doesn't exist wherever and whatsoever, in whatsoever way, for that reason, everything is empty in itself, lacks independence, independent existence. That means no phenomenon can be found that is not empty of independent existence. So everything being arisen through interdependence means everything is empty in itself, and that is the inseparability of interdependence, interdependent origination and empty nature.
Train down travel now car. Tungwe yin jit dava zo. Chotanga tangwa tangche je nangwa dava zo ni yarvate tenjonga nangwa re tenjonga nangwa pe sarpo chile. Tene chonanga dava zo ni te Denba dropa, Ranjin jo dropa, Ramana dropa, Rangan sinyi jo dropa, Tendao, Ngovu dropa yang mare, Ngovu dropa mebe sena, Tene takpa mare, Denba mare, Yang tine meba yang mare, Kanyi sena jujin tende so sanje nama, Munsumto, Jung mebe me tangde, Te munsumto tome sena, Tine meba yang mare, होने कर रहे चुनागर दाव जोनी दे तेरे नंगी तुंबा तुंगी नाव नांदों जी पे या किचे तेंदे जी पे था नांदों ये में जी पे या किचे
When in a cloudless pure sky the full moon arises and is reflected in the surface of a clear and pure and peaceful water, then the reflection of the moon in the surface of water arises brilliantly clear. However, there is no atom of truth in this, in the form of the moon in the water. It is not true at all. So if one then wonders, maybe it doesn't exist at all. That is not true either, since it arises very clearly to an uncontrived eye consciousness, an eye consciousness that relates onto an eye faculty which is without any sickness, can clearly and directly see the reflection of the moon in the water. So one cannot say it is not there at all, but still it is not existing as the moon. So what is it? It is the perfect example of something that arises and appears clearly but is empty of independent existence. It is empty of being, of having an entity of its own. Its appearance and emptiness together inseparable.
Jarka mandava ma, lungba mandava ma, manam lin jikto ngato domba tiyang ting junga nawa, chunang na dawa yarva dawa. Ting dan drava namka dhambi dawa chunang na yarva, tang chungba am drava.
So in the same way, we should see that the fact of our meeting here in this pleasant and beautiful garden of bliss and emptiness here arising through many causes and conditions, it's an interdependent phenomenon, interdependently arisen phenomenon, which is appearance and emptiness inseparable.
Stay in the day, don't go back and destiny, Jinda Amani and Hidaya Pundu, Tayang, Tini, Tendi Hidaya Po. Ten dan drive dava zuni cho longa muyova chunanga kabandavo tene hida yago ten yong yapo ten yong yaso yapo chita.
So when this meeting here in this beautiful abode of the garden of bliss and emptiness here comes together through interdependent connection, like the reflection of the moon in the water, then moreover the fact that this
place is taken care of so nicely by the two hosts here, then this is like in the example when this reflection comes from the sky, which is without any cloud, and it's a beautiful full moon reflected in the peaceful, completely even surface, like a mirror-like surface of water. So it's the perfect, it's not only the empty appearance as a reflection, but it's a beautiful empty appearance.
Tene ngarang tena korsu to na talo lo sambare, lo sambare, lo tangbo le ya nyepa kiya ya wa, nyepa le ya sambha ya ga te na wo, do.
Nyepa le ya sambha ya ga.
Sambha ya wa, na ta.
So Rinpoche says he has arrived here for the third time, and he can feel that for him now arriving here the third time is even better than the second time. Why? Because the first time we arrived here, the place was the same beautiful and it was taken care of the same good way, but we were a little bit too many people and it was a little bit difficult to fit here and organize
everything.
Some even had to stay in tents because they didn't fit in the houses. So the second year then, it was better because everybody at least had a place in the house. And the third time now, it's even better because everybody has not only a place to stay in the house, but almost has everybody has a house on it for itself. So this is the reason why this time it is even more peaceful and relaxed.
Hewa te sem ki yin la yore, deva yang rangi sem ni yin la yore, rangi sem ki yin ki hewa tan deva, nyamni se pa kapso, tini se ne tang, te yang, yujin tende la 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 pare, se ne yang, tini vien ki nyang gawa tenda wo, de tong ka gawa tala, nangi sem ki ne lok de tong nga la nyamba yana, tini nyamnyong che pare sin yang yung.
Sedang de si wenba dan gawa de yang rangi nyamlong la te chagre.
Ne chagre. Se wenba la te ne nang nyamyong che par chen gre. Nang nyamyong la te ne se wenba yang de ne ha chang ya pu che. De la.
So in general what we call peace is something that is already to be found in the wide expanse of our mind. And what we call bliss or happiness also is to be found in the wide expanse of our mind as well. But when taking that into an experience and practicing inner peace and inner happiness, we also have the feeling that outsidely the environment turns into a pleasant, peaceful and happy environment. So this is one way, but on the other hand, if one stays in a peaceful and happy environment, again based on this outer appearance, an inner experience of peace and happiness will arise. Mm-hmm. So it goes both ways, and so it is very fortunate that one has a very special experience if one can bring those two together.
Tabasona de Nansola tin de Kunzo de Gomdang, Kunzo de Yamin Tamje, Nansola temper, Dava Nansola temper, Tendamje Gom Samu Tang, Tendamje Yamin, Tendamje Gom Samu de Zo Nelok la temper, Nature la temper.
So when it is now said that all the appearances of our life then are nothing else than empty appearances like the reflection of the moon in the surface of water, then what about meditation or practice? Meditation in relation to what appears and in relation to what really is, the mode of appearance and the mode of existence. Whatever we call like a meditation that is based on the, which is a relative meditation in accordance with the mode of appearance, is like something that focuses on the appearance of the reflection of the moon in the water. This is all the various types of Buddhist meditation that go deal with the appearance, starting from the fact of impermanence, remembering impermanence and contemplating impermanence, until the various deities meditation and mandala meditation. Everything that deals with form is related to the mode of appearance of phenomena. And like the reflection of the moon in the water. And what is ultimate and absolute meditation in Buddhist, in the Buddhist path, goes to the nature of the phenomena, the way how it really exists, like how the moon really exists. And this is all the meditation starting from the recognition of absence of personal self until to the meditation of Mahamudra and Dzogchen. All this. And since now we find that all the Buddhist meditation, whether they are related to the appearance or to the way of the real existence of phenomena, are based on the appearing and existing way of phenomena. There's nothing in the appearance of our life that we cannot use for meditation. All the appearances of our life can be used for relative and absolute meditation as well. And since all the appearances of this life are like the reflection of moon and water, this goes as well for the appearances of previous lives. Those previous lives that made it possible for us to arrive here, those previous lives were not different from the reflection of the moon as well. And when we leave this place and go into another life, then the appearances of the future, later lives,
are also not different from the reflection of the moon in the water, appearance and emptiness. And so these empty appearances were in the past lives, this were those which, in relation to which we did all the various actions. We did involve ourselves in different activities, and the result of those activities we experienced as happiness or suffering and so on. It was nothing else than reflection of moon and water interdependently arisen, like when we look at the moon in the surface of a lake, and we go on the one side, then the moon seems to follow us. Depending on the way of how we look at the moon seems to follow us. And if we go in the other way, then the moon follows us in the other way. It is still the same reflection of the moon and the water, which is empty appearance, but it changed according to the way we look at it. And so in this interreaction, interrelation, it was possible that we built up all our karma, our action, and had the result to experience as this or suffering. That means that whatever we consider as the outer environment of the world, which is like a stable container, and what moves in this within this stable container, this, the various types of sentient beings in this universe, all the solid environment and the moving sentient beings, they appear, but they are empty, like the reflection of moon and water.
Deci lonchu sanje majaba yobar sumba deda yang chananga dalata.
And the same goes for all the pure realms of the Buddhas in all the directions, whether it is the realm of pure or of evident bliss in the east, or the great bliss realm in the west, Devachan, whatever it is, all those pure Buddha realms, as well as the appearance of the Buddhas within those pure realms, and all the incredible amount of bliss and happiness that is explained to be experienced in those realms, all this is not different from the reflection of moon in water. All those are empty appearances.
Concerning
the various feelings of sentient beings, feelings of happiness and feelings of suffering, the best example to illustrate how there really are is the experience of dream. In the dream, we can exactly feel the same way as we do in daytime. We can have all the happiness and all the suffering that we could have in the daytime. We could have even dreams of being burned in the fire. We could have dreams of being carried away by a flood of water. But as long as we do not realize it is a dream, we experience this suffering and the happiness to be true. The same way, in daytime, as long as we do not realize the emptiness of the appearances, we are bound in the idea that those feelings are true, truly existent.
Tene don tam tongba nyam don tam bedemba ngosom to to nam phakpa dam phamare phakpa dam phaman nam je chorwa te de do go chorwa te mlam ngo sip de do go chorwa da ore nang tan de yore inayang de do go chorwa la dembari kinga mare rang nam do ga rang la donga do go mare phakpa dam phaman.
And those who have understood that the appearances of life are empty appearances, those beings are called the noble ones. They are noble bodhisattvas, male and female bodhisattvas. They still experience happiness and suffering, but do not see it as real anymore. It is like the experience of those feelings in the dream, when one knows it is just a dream. They can clearly see everything and experience everything, but they are not trapped and bound anymore by their own
thoughts.
But the real nature, the real way of how things exist is beyond any kind of extreme of thought, beyond any kind of idea. And this is explained in the song of Milarepa that distinguishes the definitive meaning from the introductory or explanatory meaning.
Tetar nansala dambari kemba tang mato pata tofa tan thato ka kapsom te yang ni yang do tujuan do te tingo guru.
This song of Milarepa that we will sing again later explains very clearly how things appear when one has not realized their nature. And how one experiences things when one knows about the nature, and thirdly, the ultimate way how they really are for
themselves. Kanga tegere, le junde jeva nasa la soba tam jeng tegere, junsin yang takwa yore. Kanga tongi mrongwa tela jeya mrong yosong. Kanga tongba ni mrongba mdeba, dendub re samna, dendub yina jeya mdeba. Le junde da jeva nasa la soba tam jeng mrongba mdeba re samba. Junsin kare, denba traba yina jeva mepa ingogre. In yina tu magupa. Ramuni Demba Tropan Jura Mepa Yingovundo, Ramuni Jura Mepa Yina, then they legend the Javangasa, then Shankanta Sanjay Lasso Watanjin, take a mare somewhere, take a mare, Rungumar.
As the protector Nagarjuna has expressed this, when whatever is empty, for whatever emptiness is suitable, for this everything is suitable. Or we can say whatever emptiness fits, for this everything fits. And on the other hand, for whatever emptiness does not fit, nothing will fit. What does it mean? If emptiness is suitable, if it is justified to say something is empty in itself, then everything can be applied to this. It can be impermanent. There can be the result of action, of karma, and so on, and there can be the pure Buddha realms, and everything can appear. But if something is not empty of independent existence, something is not empty, nothing will fit for this. It is not possible to to think of that being impermanent, of having karma and results and having pure buddhahood. Why? If you say that something is not empty, it means it really exists. It means that it has an independent existence on its own. And independent existence means something is stable. If it is stable, it cannot be impermanent. It cannot change, it cannot transform into anything if it really exists. And then nothing will apply. It is not possible to think of impermanence, not possible to think of karma and action and result, and not possible to think of pure Buddhahood and whatsoever. Nothing will fit if it is not empty.
Nyingbo sungpare, te se na malarepe chu tante tender to sungpare.
So the same way, Milarepa in his song explained about the essence of the connection, of interrelated connection in this one song, and this also shows that Milarepa considered all phenomena to have arisen by interdependent
Lama Dhamma Dhamma Ni Chu Dhubha Tendir Tendir Ji Nyingbo Nyingri, that is wrong. Hoya Adhijya Adhijya Kongsa Hakko Yo Adhijya Dhona Yang Kone Khinya Bo Yo.
So as Milarepa says in his song, this body which has been nourished by the parents and the instructions from the teacher, then it's an interdependent relation, but the essence of this interdependent relation is the So the body nourished, the illusory body nourished by our parents, and the instruction by a genuine teacher, those two, there are the interdependent relations for practicing Dhamma. But the essence of this interdependent relation, the real point of it, is the endurance, to persevere in one's practice. This is the verse from Milarepa's song, and the first line already says this illusory body which is nourished by our parents, our own body, is something that didn't appear just like this, it didn't pop up just like this, it had a lot of conditions to arrive. It's not that we can say only our two parents were needed. We need much more conditions and causes to have this appearance of the precious human existence to come about. There are innumerable causes and conditions, interrelated causes and conditions that we need to appear in this human form.
Take in the Lama Dhamma Dhamma Deyang, Dene Jiji Tende Chokalara Lepare, Lama Chikulara Lepamare, Loma Chikulara Lepamare, Lama Dhamma Yimbayan, Loma Latu Gore, Loma Dhamma Yimbayan, Lama Latu Gore. Dhamma thupa te dhamma ke sik thupa samu thupa te yang ne pasam sopa gogre. Tene lāma kātān, lōma āmjōka pātā lā nāmkā tōngbā gōgurē pēncēn tōngā lā sātpō gōgurē mēnā 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 inā tōngā mārē, tālā sōpān tōngā mārē sātpō gōgurē tēne lāma dāngā yāng jōcīn tēnē tsōpā lā rā lēpā rē jōcīk lā rā lēpā mārē tēncīk lā rā lēpā mārē jōcīn tēnē tsōpā bā yāng jōnā ngā dāvā dāvā
and then the second line where it says the instruction of the genuine or authentic teacher. This in itself is also interdependently arising. It's not that we can say it's just sufficient to have an authentic teacher. Authentic teacher depends on the student. And even if it's a genuine student, it depends on a teacher. And the instructions to happen from an authentic teacher to a student, again, depends on the proper place where those instructions can be given. The occasion has to be suitable. There has to be some open space between the mouth of the teacher and the ear of the student. And there has to be something like a clear, illuminated environment between that makes it possible to see the teacher and the teacher can see the student, so that's not just happening in a pitch black dark hole or something. So you can see that there are so many causes and conditions that come together to make it possible that instructions from an authentic teacher are passed on.
Pame sūpa jūlu tā lāma tāmba dāngā yīn zōmba tē lāchū sēpa tēndē rē chū sēpa yāng tēndē lārā lē pārē tēndē tē yīng bō kār rē tēndē tē yīng bō mālā rē pē yīng rū yīn sōmba rē mālā rē pā hājā yīng rū chēmbō ndokā tō pā sāmba tō pā kāpso yā yīng rū gōg rē sāmba kāpso yā yīng rū gōg rē gōmba kāpso yā yīng rū gōg sē nā tēndē jī yīng bō yīng rū yīn sōmba rē
So that means when everything like arises like out of interdependent relation, then it is not truly existent, it is just like the appearance of the moon in the water. And Miller River says now, taking this illusory form of our own body that is nourished by our parents and so on, this interdependent phenomenon and the teaching from the genuine teacher, this other interdependent phenomenon, both together form another interdependent relation, and this interdependent connection is the connection for practicing Dharma. It's the suitable condition and cause and conditions to practice Dharma. However, the essence, the real core of this interdependent relation is perseverance. Miller River was that great being of this having this incredible perseverance in his practice, perseverance while studying and hearing the Dharma, while reflecting on it and while putting it into practice. And so he says that you need this perseverance. Perseverance means like joyful effort, delight, interest into the practice of Dharma. Otherwise, your practice of Dharma will not come to its destination. It will not reach the goal.
Tender tongbar tha chepe, choeza choezi to ne tar chepe se tar zang me zong sombare. Te kapsu yan, tender tongbar tha chepe, tinan yo mar te jinga te. Te nidong go cho tinan.
So, and anyway, this perseverance and this joyful effort again doesn't come just out of nothing, it also appears through interdependent relation. And there is another verse related to this from Miller River, taken from the Song of Profound Definitive Meaning in the Snowy Range.
We're saying that this verse, when you're sure that conduct's work is luminous light, then you're sure that interdependence is emptiness. A doer and deed refined until they're gone, this way of working with conduct, it works quite well. The reason why to quote this song of Milarepa is that here in this very verse, Milarepa says, when I'm sure that interdependence is emptiness. This is exactly what was expressed in the verses of Nagarjuna, when he says that whatever is arising through interdependent relations is also empty. There is nothing whatsoever that is not arisen by interdependent relations, and therefore nothing whatsoever is to be found that is not empty. Being arisen through interdependence is the same as saying that it is lacking independent existence, it's empty of independent existence. And this understanding, Milarepa says, he got very clear, saying he's sure, means he comes to the point that there's no doubt about this within him. He's without any doubt that I'm really clear about that interdependent relations means everything is empty of independent existence. And so we can see that the verses of Nagarjuna, who was a great scholar and wise man, and have the same meaning as the words from the great yogi Milarepa, seeing that the yogi's word and the wise man's word coincide. This also gives us a clear understanding and gives us more certitude in our mind.
Tene nga chu tende se che te sir ji zog la te am jo gi ni ne te la te te de yin ba ta ke sa ma yin ba nga chu ka chi chi te nga rang chu lu dang sen de ta ta che na lu sen de tende na sa ra rang tende na sa yin ba ku ku.
So when talking about interdependent arising of phenomena, it is not just thinking of outer things to be seen and the sound, how it arises through interdependent relations. All this can be clearly seen, but the main thing we should investigate is our own being. It is our own mind, whatever we experience as our own mind and what we experience as our own body. The whole experience of body and mind of our own, this is what is interdependently arising. And this we should gain clarity about.
Deva the Dongan, you want it? Malang, oh, my Hina Dongan, you know, more Hina Dongan, now, sorry. Nelo, the Dongan, my daughter. Then that was some.
If we can understand that the whole appearance of our own body and mind is independently arisen, then it has no, it is empty of independent existence. That means it is mere appearance. Mere appearance that came about through interdependence. If we understand that our own body and mind is mere appearance, interdependently arisen, then the example of the reflection of moon in water It's still good, but the moon and the water has no mind. So a better example here in this case is the experience of dream. Dream experience shows everything like this very clear. If we do not understand that it is a dream, everything seems to be very solid and truly existent. We have a true suffering and true happiness. But as soon as we understand that it's mere dream experience, it is still there, the feeling of suffering and happiness, but we don't see it as truly existent anymore. And finally, thinking about the nature of dream appearances, nothing whatsoever existed. This is then, nothing ever existed, really. So this is the ultimate nature of the dream.
Tendren kala ndongo tenyang pethi ya pare. Zenba nyokpa tangwa tang. Chola jare, zenba nyokpa tangwa, zenba te cho nyokpa re. Jo chin zungin sharwa tang, jo tan chin cho tangwa da zungin sharwa tang. Tramun do lin hiba song, tramun do lin hiba si jete, cho tangwa da zungin sharyong du yang, tene do lin yang tukre. Dor si jete, chung dor, yun ten lang. Tenda wo te tenden kalan dongor yin song pare. Tenden kalan dongor tenyang yin du lo da.
And then there is the subtle way of how to adopt things and to reject things. The subtle way of how to know, of how to adopt and reject things based on this understanding of reflection. It's like when in the morning we get up and we look in the mirror
morning
and we see the reflection in the mirror is not ourselves, of course. We understand that basically, but based on this reflection and knowing, understanding it is just a mere reflection, we still use the mirror for a lot of things. So whether we are, depends on who we are, we either use it to shave ourselves or we put all kinds of creams in our face. So we do little things that has to do with adopting something what we think as positive and rejecting something that is, we think of being negative. So this twofold activity we can do in a subtle way based on the reflection of in the mirror. So this is mentioned here also. The subtle, how it says here, knowing how to do and not to do this subtle art. So these three then, they are like flashing a lens in open space related to the interdependent arising of phenomena. Here, Gyutsangpa says he is flashing this lens through the open space in relation to interdependent phenomena based on those three, that the murkiness of our mind that comes from the wrong believing ideas has purified and settled, and the causes and conditions arise as just mere reflection, and this enables us to do subtle art of doing and not adopting and abandoning. This is the flashing of lens in space, like in relation to interdependent origination.
Song Gautamba sum jalte do duhyo.
So she said he gave a brief explanation about how the fact of interdependent arising also implies that everything is empty of independent existence, and that the fact of emptiness of phenomena is the same as saying that everything arises interdependently conditioned. And he gave this explanation by quoting the great protector Nagarjuna, the yogi Milarepa, and the victorious Gautama.
Tene tender de tender la toni chapate tu ta de tengo no tu ta de maji pase tu ta de tenya karchimo.
That whatever is either dependently arising is also empty of itself. This fact we should always remember. It's something that we should never forget. In whatever we do, we should always be aware of that interdependent arising means something is empty of independent existence. Relax and relax, but look clearly and nakedly, and looking clearly, directly, nakedly, relax and relax.
Gevande Jevok Sonam Yeshe Zozode Sonam Yeshe Tamba Kunye Dobare So Manjo Lambo Kuye Tashi Yena Tokyo Songye Tashi Tata Teme Tokye Tashi Jarva Kusong Toje Tashi So Nendere Nimon Dele Hede Nime Konyan Dele Nintin Tata Dele Kwenjo